Live Majority Report on Air America Radio.
Look, kid, are you sure you want me to tattoo Air America Radio onto your forehead?
Yes, I do. Stop! Don't let this happen to you. Now you can let people know you're an Air America listener without painfully disfiguring yourself. Log on to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner for t-shirts, hats, boxer shorts, barbecue aprons, and more.
Ow! What's that address again?
That's airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Hey, did you know you can watch... on... That's right, Law and Order, every weeknight at 7. When you feel like a little... just turn your TV to. Because everybody knows that TNT is the place everybody goes to for great drama.
Cuff him.
Can't cuff me.
And if he tries to resist, shoot him.
And the only place that can bring you this much. Law and Order on. Weeknights at 7, 6 Central. TNT. We know drama.
You're listening to 1190 WLIB New York. The home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News. I'm Liz Fulton. Former President Clinton's heart was stopped for more than an hour today as doctors performed open-heart surgery, but he's expected to recover fully from today's quadruple bypass procedure. A Democratic Party official said before going into the operation, Clinton called candidate John Kerry from his hospital room. They reportedly talked campaign strategy for a long time. Clinton, a big crowd pleaser and fundraiser, may not be back stumping for the Democratic ticket for some weeks. Tonight, the two presidential candidates are hammering each other over U.S. policy in Iraq. President Bush says deposing Saddam Hussein was right for America. Kerry told a Pennsylvania crowd that Bush rushed to war without a plan to win the peace. He said it was the wrong war, wrong place, wrong time. 7 U.S. Marines died in Iraq today, the deadliest day for U.S. forces since May. In California, firefighters were hampered by erratic wind and low humidity Monday as they made slow progress against a fire that had burned nearly 12,000 acres and 4 homes in the Northern California wine country. More than 3 million Floridians remain without power as Francis begins leaving the state and Ivan possibly approaches. Hurricane Ivan is whirling through the Caribbean on its way toward Barbados. It's not as big as Francis, but packs a wallop with winds clocked as high as 125 miles an hour. Georgia, meanwhile, could be looking at a soggy couple of days. Francis may not be the storm it once was, but it is a rainmaker. Flood warnings are posted. And tornadoes have been reported in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina today as Tropical Storm Francis throws off some turbulent winds. 5 people have died in the storm's path. In Russia, too much death, too many youngsters, too much to handle for some who have lost their whole families. Burials began today on this National Day of Mourning in Russia for the children, teachers, and parents who died in the slaughter at Beslan School. Russian television commentators have been calling for truth from their government and chiding authorities for paralysis in the face of the slaughter. In one of the destroyed classrooms at Beslan, a mourner had written in a notebook, "Children, forgive us adults." Film director Michael Moore has his eyes on a big prize for Fahrenheit 9/11. Moore says he won't put the film up for Best Documentary at this year's Academy Awards. Instead, he wants it for Best Picture. The film slams President Bush and his policy on the war in Iraq. He tells the Associated Press that the real Oscar for him, Moore that is, would be a Bush defeat in November. In television, the Jeopardy whiz is back and winning again. Ken Jennings has now made more than $1.3 million on the show. After extending his winning streak to 39 games, Jennings says it's starting to look like a lot of money. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Liz Fulton.
Attention smokers, find out how to get 2 free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next 2 cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me.
on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free in 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free in 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days. Guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
Former Hershey syrup users are